Eldridge sat in the swivel chair facing the monitors. The huge screens dominated the ready room wall, expensive liquid crystal displays framed in businesslike stainless steel. Every one of them showed sickening carnage. Here was a trio of gold operators overturning a shuttle bus, dragging one of the passengers out through the driver's side window. There was a gold operator stalking out of a burning building, the crisped corpse of what Eldridge assumed had once been a person impaled on a single bone horn projecting from its forehead. As he watched, the propane tank on a parked RV exploded, the flames racing up the side of the vehicle to engulf the building beside it. They moved like a flock of geese, the tip of their vaguely triangular formation led by the gold Jawid had made of Chang's corpse. They forged deeper and deeper into the town, drawn by the promise of those they hadn't yet unburdened of their lives. There were too many still cowering in cellars and closets. It would be the devil's work convincing the Golds to give up the hunt and get on Schweitzer's trail. Eldridge flicked his gaze to two screens set down and to the right of the rest. One was dark, reflecting his mop of white hair back at him. The other showed a pale green and orange palette of a map, flashing teardrops corresponding to each camera shot overhead, feeds from the drone cameras independently tracking the scene from 10,000 feet above. Right now, they were all clustered around a dot nestled in the broad green patch that took up most of West Virginia. Basie, it read, or it had read before the feeds had engaged and the densely packed orange teardrops had blotted out the words.
This is not good, sir.
No, it's not, but it's a price I'm willing to pay. The gold teams are engaged because Schweitzer is nearby. It's just a matter of time until we find him.
Sir, did Dado say anything to you?
You know she did. I brought Dado here to find Schweitzer, and she's close to doing just that.
Sir, I think her theory of an emotional link shows promise. It matches up with my thoughts about how Schweitzer located his wife and son so quickly. We need to give that angle a chance to work.
Of course, but in the meantime, Grunin's team has given us a location.
An approximate location, sir. Not specific enough to risk using a gold team, let alone... Jesus, looks like you used all of them. Schweitzer is west of there, and he's widening his lead every minute.
I am done being played for a fool by a single operator and his living wife and child. We should have caught them all long ago. Approximate is good enough. They have the scent now. They'll find him.
Sir, they are not finding him. They are pillaging.
Pillaging? How dramatic.
Sir, are you not seeing what I'm seeing here?
Eldridge swept his hand across the abattoir that had once been a Virginia resort town.
Basie has over 1,200 residents. Add in tourists and you're talking at least 1,500.
I understand this must shock you, but this is a javelin rain incident, Eldridge. We're authorized for whatever measures are necessary to bring things to a speedy resolution.
Eldridge bit down on his anger. The Gemini cell had always killed. It was part of the job, what Eldridge had accepted when he'd come on board. But never in these numbers, and never at once.
We're talking about an entire town of Americans.
Have you been laboring under the delusion that we don't target Americans, Doctor?
This isn't an American in another country. This is on American soil.
But even as Eldridge spoke, he saw the holes in his own logic. They had targeted dozens of Americans on home soil over the years. It was the scale. It was the scale that bothered him. It was the carelessness. That thought was followed by another, even more chilling. It's not the scale. Working with Schweitzer had broken something loose. The joint has come unglued for you.
Schweitzer's last op was off the coast of Hampton Roads. Are you forgetting Operation Stablehammer? That took out a city block in the most densely populated city in the country. We have to take lives so that we can save lives, Eldridge. This isn't your first day on the job. You know this.
Eldridge tried to gather his thoughts. He looked down at his lap, but the grisly scene unfolding on the screens still danced in his peripheral vision. He knew that even though he couldn't see the director, the man was surely watching him. The thought kindled anger and resolve.
We can't control them, sir. They're animals. They go for whatever heartbeat is closest. Schweitzer's heart isn't beating. We have to do something.
That's right. You do have to do something. Which is why you have to do Alva putting her head together with Jawid. It's your job to extract results from those two, Eldridge. And it's my job to extract results from you. The sooner we get Schweitzer, the sooner we can pull the golds out. You seem so hell-bent on an exact location before the gold teams are employed. So I'd like to hear your plan on getting one.
Dado is working on it, sir.
How is she working on it? How exactly does this link theory of hers work?
I'm not clear on that, sir. Right now I'm pretty much proceeding on a basis of trust me, I know what I'm doing.
I am not entirely comfortable with that basis.
It's magic, sir. I'm open to ideas if you've got any.
Well, you could chat with her about the collaterals after all this is over. Talk to Dadu. Have her and Jelly rein the gold teams in. Get them headed in the right direction.
What do you plan to tell the press, sir? There's no way a massacre of this size is going to stay out of the public eye.
Gas explosion. Happens all the time in these country towns.
Eldridge couldn't resist casting a glance up at the monitors. Shuddered at the sight of the broken asphalt strewn with the corpses hewn beyond recognition.
That does not look like a gas explosion, sir.
Not yet. Go talk to Dadu. Find Schweitzer. I am tired of how long this is taking.